Scandal. The year was 1984. This was their biggest hit. They had another hit, Goodbye to You. Do you remember that one? Anyway, good morning, my friend.
102.1 and 105.3, The Shark. Here are three things you need to know.
All right, thanks, X-Man. Brought to you by Jimmy's Jazz and Blues Club online at jimmysoncongress.com. Today, it's cold this morning. Slight chance of snow showers, but not too big. Then maybe some rain. Tonight, it's going to get down to the single digits. Then tomorrow, we wake up in the single digits. It's going to remain that way pretty much throughout the weekend. Your next chance of scattered snow showers on Saturday night. Students, it was a fun day yesterday at Dover High School. They're getting a new athletic complex. That's amazing. The approved budget, just over $18 million. Wow. The fields might be ready to play on by the fall of 2026. That is the goal. We'll see if it happens or not. Good luck to them. That's pretty exciting. And only 18% of adults made New Year's resolutions for 2025. Who made them, I should say, kept them. Yep, most of us failed on our New Year's Eve resolutions. That's terrible. But hey, it's almost time to make another one. And if you're looking for a unique event, more than just a band and a bunch of booze, I've got three really cool events right here on the Seacoast. I'll tell you more about those coming up in 15 minutes from now on 102.1 and 105.3, The Shark. Hopefully we'll all have the time of our lives in 2026. Oh yeah, it's getting close. We're going to have to make all those New Year's resolutions that we'll probably not keep.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind?
That's beautiful.
Should old acquaintance be forgot in the days of old lang syne?
That's Rod Stewart. Someday I'm going to learn what those words mean. It's 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. I'm Sarah Sullivan. Good morning. Thank you for being here. If you're looking for more than just a bar and a bunch of booze, right there on the Shark website or on the app, I've listed a few really cool events that are happening. The Portsmouth Gaslight Company is having a Roaring Gatsby Prohibition Party. Now, that sounds pretty cool to me. And by the way, I'm not getting paid by any of these places. I feel the need to tell you that because, you know, this is a real thing that I want to tell you about. The vibe is going to be all about the glitz and glamour of the 20s. Wear your flapper dress. That's somewhere in the back of your closet. There's going to be lots and lots of champagne as well. And if you remember, the Portsmouth Gaslight Company was where Taylor Swift once played for a bunch of listeners. It's true. And also in Portsmouth, the Press Rooms Electric Abduction 2026. That's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be the biggest stage production that they have ever done at the Press Room. It's going to be full-on alien thing. They want it to be an immersive space experience. So that sounds kind of cool. Also, at the Brook in Seabrook, they have a tribute to the Rat Pack. Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., and Frank Sinatra. Obvi, all those guys are dead. However, they're going to sing all the songs of the Rat Pack, and that sounds like a good time to me. In case you missed any of that information that just came out of my mouth, you can get it right there on the Shark app. Coming up, you can win $250 in a Visa gift card just by sending me a picture that you probably already have in your wallet. Here are more details on that. It's 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. What are you doing? Getting ready for work? Are you working from home today? What are you doing? Whatever you're doing, thank you so much for taking me along with you. I mean, I love that. Otherwise, it would just be me and Wilson, my soccer ball in the Shark Tank. It's a true statement. Coming up just after 8 o'clock, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets to Heart and Starship playing at the SNHU Arena in Manchester. That's going to be one heck of a good show. It's happening next week. So yesterday we played the Brain Strain a little bit differently. I gave you true or false statements. You had to guess which one it was, true or false. And that was pretty fun. So I think we're going to do that again today. That's happening just after 8 o'clock. And if you want more chances to win the Heart tickets, just go to our website, shark1053.com, or you can go to the Shark app. Oh, it was the sweetest little thing. It's 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. Good morning. I'm Sarah Sullivan. When I saw my stepdaughter Audrey sing that song in a room, oh, so cute. Anyway, here are your three things, all brought to you by Jimmy's Jazz and Blues Club, online at jimmysoundcongress.com. The weather forecast for today, a slight chance of snow showers, 38 for high. Tonight, it gets down to four little degrees. That's what we're going to wake up to tomorrow morning. Your next chance of a snow shower happens on Saturday night, but nothing really big. 30% chance and nothing really as far as accumulation goes, so no big deal. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is threatening to withhold SNAP management money from states that have refused to turn over personal data on recipients. Experts say that this will not directly impact the amount of food aid that people receive, but it could cause other disruptions. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said the administration needs information on SNAP recipients to crack down on fraud. In an email yesterday morning, the USDA spokesperson said that 28 states have handed over their data so far. Those states include New Hampshire. However, Maine and Massachusetts were not on the list, according to a report from WMUR. And the Button Factory will open the artist studios this weekend. Resident artists only for Friday night from 5 until 9. Then guest artists on Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. until 5. And new this year, the Alley Market. Right behind the building, there'll be food, drink, pizza, chocolate, flowers, music, and much more. That's all original arts and crafts by local artisans at 855 Islington Street in Portsmouth. I went there yesterday. They're all a tizzy getting ready for the open studios this weekend. Coming up in about 15 minutes from now, if you signed up to win Boston Pops tickets, I'll run down the list of winners on the way in about 15 on 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. Summer 69. It's 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. Good morning. I'm Sarah Sullivan. Thanks for being here. If you signed up to win Boston Pops tickets at the SNHU Arena in Manchester, congratulations to Amy McDonald, Ann Bash, Valerie Weber, Brenda Heidler, and Kathleen Mahoney. You're going to see the Pops. How fun is that going to be? Oh, it's a tradition for so, so many. Anyway, speaking of really fun times, if you know this music, chances are you watch Stranger Things on Netflix. I know it's come up for you. And you're thinking to yourself, do I want to watch it? It looks kind of weird. It is weird. I'll just tell you that right now. But I really like it because it's mired in 80s culture. I mean, everything about it is a throwback to right down to the snacks that the kids eat during the episodes. It's really a lot of fun, and the music is great. So you might be a fan just for that. That's why I like it. You know, all of a sudden I hear Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush. That was one of the videos that was on MTV over and over and over. Do you remember that back in the day? They also play the Psychedelic Furs, Pretty in Pink. They play Michael Jackson all the time. I mean, watch it just for the music alone. It's really a fun time. I'm going to have Kate Bush running up that hill for you next on 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. I'm Sarah Sullivan. He comes in every week. John Cannon, ladies and gentlemen, host of Granite State Challenge. So I'm not doing so good with these questions, John.
You're doing okay so far. You're like 50%.
Yeah, that's failing. Yeah, if you had a student, you'd be like, no, F.
But you're not one of my students, Sarah. This is not school. This is, you're trying to, it doesn't matter how well you do.
It's my reputation, that's all. It's worse than school.
Fair enough. Well, we can change it up if you want, but I'm ready to do questions 7, 8, 9 today.
I'm ready. Let's just do it. Forget it. It's fine.
All right.
Go ahead.
I think you'll do all right.
All right.
It starts NORAD.
Yes.
Or the North American Aerospace Defense Command.
Yes.
Is a joint effort between these two countries to provide aerospace warnings and to track Santa on Christmas Eve.
Well, I know one of them is the U.S. because I know NORAD very well.
That is correct.
I track Santa every year, you know.
You love the NORAD Santa tracker.
I do. Jeez.
It is the North American Aerospace Defense Command.
Canada?
Yes, that's right.
It's United
States of Canada. Yes. So fun
so
fact
bad.
There, I've actually been to NORAD.
No way.
I remember seeing the Canadian guy's desk, like, in NORAD. It's like the room that you imagine from the movies with all the screens on
yes.
the wall.
No
and
way.
And all the people sitting in
oh
rows.
My
yeah.
God. Question number 8. Dear God, let me get it.
All right.
Okay, go
Here
ahead.
Here we go. In this book by Roald Dahl,
okay.
the title character is a friendly giant who refuses to eat human beans like most other giants. Instead,
yes.
he eats snozcumbers, a large, bitter, warty, black and white striped vegetable, which he washes down with frobscoddle.
Are you kidding me? This is whose idea was this?
Such a long question. Right? It's the book by Roald Dahl and the title character.
Okay. I don't know. I have no clue. I don't know. I really have no idea.
It is the BFG.
Oh, yeah.
It stands for
God. Big friggin' giant. Oh, big.
Close enough.
Big friendly giant. Okay. God, I know nothing.
You know.
All right. Question number 9. Go ahead.
Oh, number 9.
Jeez, so Pete.
This university in Waltham, Massachusetts
okay.
was founded in 1938 and is named for the first Jewish Supreme Court justice.
This one, oh, I'm going to go with maybe Brandeis.
Brandeis is correct.
Oh, yay!
Sully.
All right. That's excellent. It was between
right?
that and Bentley College, where my niece Abigail went for a very short time.
Oh, is that in Waltham?
That is also in Waltham, I think.
Okay.
I mean, hey, good God, don't take my word for it after this quiz.
Forget about it. My Massachusetts geography is no good. New Hampshire, I'm locked in.
All right. Well, can't wait for the shows to begin, and we'll talk to you at about this time next week.
Sounds good, Sarah. We're getting close in on it, so we'll get there before you know it.
The annual Holiday Rock Symphony Experience is back, and we're set to send you and a friend for some Christmas magic with Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Every weekday while you work, we'll share a secret code word that'll be your key to winning an unforgettable trip to the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia. Tune in at 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. each weekday for the codes to enter into our station app to qualify. You'll win round-trip airfare to Philly, 2 VIP tickets to see TSO at the Xfinity Arena on December 21st, 2-night hotel stay, and $500 in spending cash. Feel the power and magic of Trans-Siberian Orchestra to bring you into the holiday spirit, courtesy of Night Castle Entertainment. Complete rules and details on our station app.
Time does fly. I'm telling you, if you don't make the most of it, it's going to slip through your fingers. It's 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. I'm Sarah Sullivan. Time now to play the brain strain. Your shot at a pair of tickets to go see Heart and Starship at the SNHU Arena. Now, today, we're going to do true or false questions like we did yesterday. And if you weren't here yesterday, I don't know where you were. Whatever. You were doing something else, I suppose. But I'm glad that you're here now. So here's the gist of it. I'm going to give you 3 questions. You tell me if the statements that I make are true or false. For example, if I were to ask you, Madonna's real name is, in fact, Madonna, would you say true or false? If you said true, you would be correct. Her name is Madonna Ciccone, something, 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 Italian. I don't know. But yeah, you would get that question right. So I'm going to give you a series of 3. If you get the questions correct, you win the tickets. It's just that easy. 603-743-1053 is my number. I'll take caller 5 who wants to play the game next on 102.1 and 105.3, The Shark. Or Lionel. He's all by himself. Drinking those little drinks. Anyway, it's 102.1 and 105.3, The Shark. I'm Sarah Sullivan. Time now to play the brain strain with one lucky contestant up for grabs. A pair of tickets to go see Heart and Starship at the SNHU Arena. Good morning. What's your name?
Cheryl.
Okay, Cheryl, you ready to play the brain strain, true or false?
I'm going to try my best.
All right. What are you doing today?
I'm just getting off work.
Oh, yeah? Where do you work?
I'm a home health care aide.
The very first music video to be played on MTV was Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles in 1981. Is that true or false?
True.
That's true, Cheryl. Yeah.
Yay.
Nice work. Nice work. Okay. This one, I don't know. This one could be 50-50. Do you watch a lot of documentaries, Cheryl?
No.
No.
My husband does.
Your husband. All right. Well, maybe you were in the room because there was a documentary on this woman. So you might know this. Anyway, before becoming queen, Queen Elizabeth II trained as a mechanic. Is that true or false?
True.
It's true, Cheryl.
Yay!
Can you believe it?
Oh,
I mean, my...
No, I can. It's very strange.
It is very strange. But, hey, they don't make them like her anymore. Seriously, she was just...
You got that right.
She was unbelievable. All right. And if you're a 90s kid, are you a 90s kid, Cheryl?
More like 50s.
You're a 50s kid. All right. Well, I don't know. Maybe, maybe you'll get this one. Hopefully you'll get it. All right. This is for the tickets to go see Heart and Starship.
Okay.
Tight.
All right, here we go.
All right. Titanic was released. You remember that movie, Titanic?
Yes, I do.
All right. It was released in 1997. Name one of the actors in the movie.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I can see him at the boat, the end of the boat. Leonardo. DiCaprio.
That's close enough. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay.
Yes.
Close.
DiCaprio.
<Thank you.
laughs> I'll take it. I mean, damn, Cheryl, you've been up all night.
I did it.
You did.
At the
it.
End of the night, you just don't know nothing.
Yes, it's true. It's true. You don't know how to speak, for God's sake, Cheryl.
I know. You don't. You don't.
All right. Well, congratulations. You want a pair of tickets to go see Heart and Starship at the SNHU Arena in Manchester. Yeah, I hope you don't have to. Well, you know what? It's probably going to be before you have to go to work. So you go see the concert and then
okay.
you go to work if you have to. So
that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
All right. You hang on just for 1 second, Cheryl, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
I stayed up all night. I wouldn't even be able to do anything. Forget about it. I mean, I can't remember the last time I stayed up late. I mean, I'm sure I was awake, but I can't remember it. Anyway, listen, if Cheryl took your tickets today, we've got another pair for you tomorrow to go see Heart and Starship. The last pair of the week coming up. So program my number in at about this time next tomorrow, 603-743-1053.